Welcome back to the playground right here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK The Ticket. I'm Josh Zinke. Matt Misler over there running the ones and twos. Why? Because the young kids didn't show up. Tonio, who's been here longer than I have, a veteran. He started here when he was just 6 years old, running and putting stuff on reels. That was back in the day, back before radio signals even worked. But he's here. So if you want to call and talk about Michigan the season, you want to talk about the game that was played yesterday, the game, 31-20, Ohio State beats Michigan. I think we should talk a little bit about high school football, Miz. Did you see any of it? I don't know. I didn't watch too many of the games. I did kind of keep updated throughout the night. Maybe we should talk to our next caller, Brock. Brock from West Bloomfield. I'm sorry. I watched part of the game, but obviously your team fell a little short.
Yeah, we fell a little short. Hey, first and foremost, Jay-Z, I sent Jamie a message this morning, but I appreciate the love and support that y'all show, you, Marcus, and Jamie showed us all year, even putting our games on y'all pick segment. So I appreciate it. And I saw a couple of the tweets you have been sending during our playoff run. So I'm proud of our kids. Muskegon was, they lived up to being the best team in the state regardless of class. When they came out and I saw they line up on offense, I started thinking to myself, oh my God, this looks like Alabama starting offensive line. They had seven or eight kids, I was telling Miz, that were over 300 pounds on their offensive line. They rotating, kids every few plays, and their quarterback is basically a running back at the position. But I give them props. They played a heck of a game. Our kids had a heck of a season. So they don't have anything to hold their heads down about. Coach Harrington is a great coach, and you know, a lot of kids dream to make it to that point and never make it there, and just the fact you never want to say with just the fact that you made it, you want to win it. But I'm proud of all of the Hawks and things like that. So I just want to thank y'all for the support y'all showed us all year.
Yeah, Brock, thank you very much. Yeah, it was one of those things that I think we adopted from talking to you about your son and their team, and then we went ahead and put it on as like, all right, we can pick it. And then the funny thing was, is we were going around, and Jamie had one of his best friends in from New York, I believe, and we were all making the picks, and he goes, Muskegon. We're like, oh, don't do that. Don't do that. And he kind of looked at us like, what did I
pick? He picked Muskegon because he said he wanted to do opposite of Jamie. I heard the pick segment, but just to comment a couple of things y'all were talking about. One, Baker Mayfield should have did what he did, and anybody tripping needs to stop it, because one thing that they don't talk about is Kansas took a cheap shot on his left shoulder. I think it's either his right or left shoulder. They got a 15-yard penalty, a shoulder that he had hurt that's been bothering him all year, and that's when it started to happen. And plus, the coach for Kansas did the same gesture towards him,
okay,
but they didn't catch that on camera.
All right.
Now, as far as the playoff situation, this is what's going to happen, fellas. They're going to have an all-play-in game. Miami and
Clemson
is going to be a play-in game. So expect Clemson to be ranked 1 or 2 and Miami like 5 or 6. Same thing with Georgia and Auburn. I think they might move Georgia up to about 6 and have Auburn either 3 or 4. And whoever wins that game will get in. And then they're going to have Alabama probably sitting about 6, Ohio State at 7. But I think they're going to put Wisconsin in, because I feel like if Ohio State beat Wisconsin, they still want a Big Ten team in there. They absolutely want to have a Big Ten team in there.
So what happens if Auburn, Georgia, does Bama have any shot getting in the four?
I don't think Bama has a shot. I mean, really, if Bama gets in, then to me, they either need to disband the playoffs or expand it to 8. Because who has Alabama beaten?
Yeah.
I mean, their only big win this year was Mississippi State. I mean, are we giving them props for beating a Florida State team that's barely going to make a bowl game? And Mississippi State, that their only claim to fame was beating was an LSU at home after they had lost to Troy?
Yeah.
And – yeah, so, I mean, Alabama has no quality wins to go on, to me. And that's probably what even hurt Ohio State. Now, I think that they might put Bama back in if Ohio State beats them, but I feel like they want to have a Big Ten team in there because they don't want to have a regional type Final Four where it's like two Southern teams. I think they want to avoid putting two teams from the same conference in because they just, you know, they want them TV. They want them eyeballs. And I feel like that's how they're gonna set it up. And as far as Michigan, our team up here, I think Nick Baumgartner article he had this morning summed it up. It's okay to be frustrated, but no need to panic. And all these people that's talking about should we fire Jim Harbaugh? He's been a disappointment and all of that. 1-6 against rivalries. I think somebody put that he hasn't won a big game. Even though we don't count beating Penn State, the Big Ten champion last year, as a big game, you know. So, yeah. I think that, as Aaron Rodgers would say, R-E-L-A-X, relax. It's going to come together. Rome wasn't built in a day. Ain't that right, Jay-Z?
I believe so. I mean, I wasn't there. I believe Jamie Morris was there when Rome was built. I'll ask him tomorrow.
Well, I know Jay-Z's going to have fun because you know Marcus is going to be all lathered up.
Oh, yeah. Well, he did give a prediction both ways, if you know, Michigan, Ohio State, because he's right. He's always right, and this way he made himself.
Can't lose.
He'll be right. Yeah, you can't lose when you make a prediction for them
when
to win and lose.
Your bet.
Yeah.
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 But, well, thanks for taking my call, fellas, and I'll let y'all get back to doing what y'all do. Appreciate the conversation, Miz.
Absolutely.
Y'all enjoy the rest of y'all Sunday.
Thank you very much, Brock. Yeah, I watched a little bit of that game and what they had, the long punt return, the kickoff return where the guy, he kind of was looking around for Harrison. And I was like, wow, he's gone. But yeah, Muskegon, they were the number one in Division III and they played all the way through and single-handedly. All right, you guys ready for your tough question?
Yeah, tough question. Let's go.
All right, Miz, reach above on top there.
Up here?
Yep, there you go. Pull that down.
Oh, okay.
All right, so I've printed out something. I'm not 100% if this is correct. I'm going to ask you on this list of the last 10 years, all the quarterbacks that have played at Michigan with their records against Ohio State, Notre Dame, Michigan State, also in bowl games, and there's some notes. Also, their coaches along there. This is, I found something on, I believe, mwolverines.com. I'm not sure if this is 100% a fact, so if it's not, please don't hold me at it.
Okay.
I saw this last night. But I want you, from those quarterbacks, there's 9 of them on that list, give me your top 2. And I'll give that list to everyone while you guys are thinking about it. John O'Korn's on that list. Wilton Spate. Jake Rudock, Devin Gardner, Denard Robinson, Tate Forcier, Stephen Three, Nick Sheridan, and Ryan Mallett. I'm asking for Ms. Tonio, and if you want to call in and give us your thoughts, over the last 10 years, there's been 9 quarterbacks who's played in these games. O'Korn, Spate, Rudock, Gardner, Robinson, Forcier, Three, Sheridan, Mallett from 2007 to 2017. And I'm asking these guys to pick out their, what, top two? Top two guys? And you could see their records for Ohio State, Notre Dame, Michigan State, also in the bowl game, and their coach as well. So I'll go ahead and what you guys think about that a little more. Mallett, 2007.
So we have to pick them with their coach that they had.
No, you just got to say the best two quarterbacks in the last 10 years. That's all I'm asking about.
Oh, okay.
What, best two quarterbacks out of that group of 9. That's
okay.
All I'm asking for. But for those out there who can't look at the sheet of paper I printed out, Ryan Mallett, 2007, he's 1-0 against Notre Dame, didn't play against Michigan State or Ohio State, didn't play in a bowl game, had no notes. He played for Lloyd Carr. Sheridan, 0-1 against Ohio State, 0-1 against Notre Dame, 0-1 against Michigan State, played in 2008 under Rich Rodriguez. Same with Stephen Three, 2009. A loss against Ohio State, but a win against Notre Dame and a loss against Michigan State. Didn't back this stuff up, see if it's 100% fact, but I'm going to go with it. He also played under Rodriguez. Then Tate Forcier is next on that list, and he was a 2009 guy as well. He had a win, I believe, against Notre Dame, but not against the rest. Denard Robinson, 1 win, 2 losses against Ohio State, 2 wins, 1 loss against Notre Dame, and 1-2 against Michigan State. Was also 1-2 in the bowl games. 35 starts, 35 is quarterback, Sugar Bowl win. He was under Rich Rod and Brady Hoke. Remember, I pulled this off M Wolverines last night and thought, this might be a good question to ask all the people in this room, which ends up only being 1, plus you over there, Miz. So, yeah, Denard, Gardner. So who are you picking? I gave you guys enough time. Tonio's ready. Who are your top two out of that list of 9?
Devin Gardner and Jake Rudock.
All right.
Yeah, but I want Devin Gardner like coached by Jim Harbaugh and not Brady Hoke.
Yeah. Right. That's why you asked that question.
Yeah, that's why I asked that question.
All right.
Although that question applies to most of the people on this list.
Yeah. Because I'm pretty sure Jim would have been able to, to coach up every one of these guys to be, the best quarterback he could. I'd say out of that list, I think I put Jake Rudock number one, and number two, I'd go with Denard. Because Gardner and Denard were, to me, like so close to that top right there. But I think Jim did such a great job with Rudock, despite, being 0-2 against both Ohio, combined against Ohio State and Michigan State, and winning the bowl game and going 10-3 as a starter. I mean, that was clutch. I mean, Will and Spate, I think he's working his way up that list, but I think Denard takes that number two spot for me.
All right, yeah. A lot of people last night when I pulled this up, a lot of people were like, well, who's the worst? I'm like, nah, we're not going to do that. We're not going to throw anyone under the bus for that. All right, that was your guys' tough question. I had that printed out and waiting for, it looks like 17 people, but no one showed up today on the M Zone or whatever this show is.
Oh, well, we just killed a couple of trees, that's all.
Yeah, and so more likely we'll bring this up on the M Zone. If not,
then I'll put it right back up top.
Put it right back up top, Miz, because we'll save that. I'll put this in here, and you never know. Sometimes I leave stuff for Sam. And I don't tell him. It's just there, and hopefully he'll pick it up and be like, oh, what's this?
Yeah.
But we'll see if that is for tomorrow. Or he could just throw it out and be like, this stuff's not even true. Throw it out. All right. When we come back, we have a lot more here on the playground. It's fun. It's interesting. Right?
Right.
You're listening to Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket.